And good morning. Welcome to In Focus. That music is just for you, Ron. It's for the TV show Parks and Rec.
There we go.
Because it's a local government day here on In Focus. City Commission meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in Manhattan City Hall. And here in the studio, we have Manhattan City Manager Ron Peer. We also got Mayor Pro Tem and Manhattan City Commissioner Mike Dotson in. Good morning. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Morning, Brady.
I peeked outside and I see some raindrops.
Yeah, that's looking a little dark over to the west and maybe a little something behind it. And hopefully it won't take a path around us like it's been doing.
Hopefully it will just be a lot of rain. Nothing crazy, just right. A lot of rain. Right. We'll take that
we
for sure.
Certainly could use it, absolutely.
Well, again, that city commission meeting is at 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan City Hall on Points Avenue. Of course, it's also televised live on local Cox Cable Channel 3. You could also check out the stream at cityofmhk.com/TV, or you can just do it the good old-fashioned civic way and actually show up and check out the meeting in person. And looking at the meeting tonight, a shorter meeting as we kind of previewed a little bit this morning, Ron.
It is. Just a couple of general agenda items. The first one of which is to consider first reading of an ordinance to amend the pet licensing here in the city of Manhattan. This is something we've been looking at for quite a while. Staff has engaged a number of the veterinarians in town and looked at different aspects for how we might be able to streamline some of the licensing and also make it more convenient for folks that are visiting the vets to get their rabies vaccinations and other work done, and so we got some feedback from them. And so what this change does is allows for some voluntary participation by the veterinarians to actually issue our license for us. It's not a mandatory issue. That was something that was discussed over a period of time, but some were in favor and some were not. So right now they help us out a lot. Most of them do anyway. They provide the paperwork for the folks that are visiting for their services to be able to go to the city and get the license for licensing dogs and cats within the city limits. And so this way they could go ahead and use that rabies tag that they get as their license number. And so that's one of the provisions of this particular change or recommendation, is to allow for that to occur, whether the veterinarian issues the license on our behalf or they bring it in. We're still going to try and use that tag as their license number. There are some suggestions for some minor fee changes based on some feedback we got from the veterinarians, and you can either get a 1, 2, or 3-year license, and those rates would be $6 a year currently and $11 a year and $15 a year. Recommendation is to go to still at 6 for 1 year, go to 13 for 2 and 20 for 3 for those animals that are spayed and neutered. And then for unspayed, the recommendation is currently the rates are 12, 22, and 30, and they're recommending to double those for the most part to 24, 40, and 64. So a much higher rate if you don't have a spayed or neutered animal. And so that's really the crux of this particular amendments that we're recommending. Again, there is a provision if the veterinarian wants to issue that license on our behalf, that they can charge an additional administrative fee for handling and getting those funds to us once they've issued a particular license.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Peer. We also got Mayor Pro Tem Mike Dotson in studio with us. I want to remind folks that phone lines are open. We open the whole hour, 785-537-1350, if you want to call in and get involved in the conversation, ask a question. And it really just seems like, as far as going to this first agenda item for tonight's city commission meeting, just a lot of streamlining, it sounds like, is kind of the emphasis.
Yeah, I mean, there were a few objectives that we had. One was to do a better job at trying to register or license all of our pets. I think the calculation is we've only got about 15% of all of our pets licensed. And that causes issues, you know, if the pet is loose and picked up, hard to find. The other one was one-stop shopping so that a person could just take their pets down to one spot, get everything done at the same time. On the outside end, which is the how do we pay for it, the animal shelter is one of the things that we're trying to make sure that is supportable. The more pets show up in that shelter, the more it costs us, so that you hope to have some funds to offset that so that you can care for those pets properly and get them cycled back to someone who cares for them.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller, you're on in focus.
Can you read me okay? Can you hear me all right?
We can. Go ahead.
Yes. I have a novel idea. What about hiring an extra person, maybe a temporary basis, go sit down at the city park, and when people are walking around the city park, see if they have a license. You see somebody walking down the street, say, hey, let me see your dog license. If they don't have one, they're issued a citation. There's some revenue. The next thing would be that would encourage people to get their dogs registered if they heard that was going on. Then they would get them vaccinated. We would cut down the opportunity to have rabies and have some bad situations. And when they come to City Hall or to their veterinarian, take a thumbprint so then you know who the owner is. So if you have a dog that gets out, like we had over a few years ago where Milford gets out and injures someone, or in that case, a child died, then you know who the owner was. And the offset of that would be take that thumbprint out to the RCPD and run it through NCIC, and you'll find out how many rats we have in Manhattan. There has to be a certain number of people that are wanted in every community. I don't know what the dog ratio to people is, but it's probably pretty high. So you might think about those thoughts. It's very simple. We don't need a feasibility study. We don't need an outside advisor. We got plenty of smart people at City Hall and on the commission. I think we can figure it out. You all did a real great job. Thank you very much. Good day.
Thanks for the call. A lot to go through there, Ron.
There is, and, you know, the caller mentioned the aspect of additional enforcement, and that is something that we've been doing, you know, as opposed to as we engage the public on a particular nuisance call or some other aspect of, you know, a dog barking or a dog at large, those animal control officers are engaging those folks relative to whether the animals are licensed or not, you know, and in their patrol work as they're engaging the community, they are doing more checks of that nature. We're also trying to do more educational efforts relative to the requirement for licensing. So those are all things that we're working on, you know, and on the enforcement end, and that's something not sure we're going to do some of the latter stuff there, but you know, right now we have, as Commissioner Dodson says, we don't have a lot of good voluntary compliance, but we do have a number of people that are participating. So our efforts to try and increase those folks that are participating in the process, it's still very important to get those vaccinations so that if you have a animal bite, that the vaccines are there, because the treatment to the individual that suffers from that bite and has to go through an anti-rabies component is very very unfortunate and very expensive. So those are a lot of reasons for why we have the program to begin with.
And we do have another phone call popular this morning, gentlemen. Go ahead, caller, and then we'll take this call, we'll answer it, then we'll go to break. Go ahead, caller, you're on in focus.
Yeah, I'd like to know, what is the incentive to do a three-year license? When you do a three-year rabies shot, it's considerably cheaper than getting one annually, but with your plan, a three-year license costs more than it does to renew it annually.
So if you have your animal spay or neutered, it's actually a little bit cheaper. So the three-year currently is 15, and it would be 20. Under the new proposal, it would be the higher cost would be if they're not spayed or neutered. So then,
But you said the annual license was $6 and the 3-year was $20.
Yeah, that's true. So
it's higher.
Yeah, it is higher.
And that would make no sense.
Well, that's good feedback.
Just a question.
Sure. We appreciate the call.
All right, let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour. More In Focus coming up on the other side. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.